Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're on Team Human. This is a preview of this week's bonus content, a salon we did in the Team Human Spatial Audio Lounge with Tyson Yunkaporta, the author of Sand Talk. It's just one of the live event fun things that you get to do if you're a paying subscriber of the Team Human community. You can do that by going to teamhuman.fm and clicking on support. Team Human patrons can hear the whole thing on Patreon or by subscribing to the Team Human team feed.
You know, I've just been writing about this debate I had with Dawkins about scientism. And he was kept telling me, you know, well, give me some piece of evidence that, you know, that science isn't the only, you know, that we live in something other than a materialist world. And it's like, well, wait a minute. So now I have to use evidence to prove that we're not in an evidentiary reality. It's like the assumption that this is William James was saying, you know, the assumption that we live in a universe of evidence is itself an assumption. You know, was an active assumption that's true.
Well, I mean, so let's say you believe in evolution, then you know, it would behoove you to make sure that you move slowly on that instead of debunking everything. And like, so evolutionary, in an evolutionary sense, we're a species that requires spirituality and an understanding of spirit in order to function properly. So mm-hmm. we can't function as an organism without spirit and an understanding of spirit and a you know what I mean? A kind mm-hmm. of a sense making, a way of making sense of the world and the phenomena around us that has some kind of spiritual link. You know, and an understanding like that. So therefore, if you were following evolutionary theory, then you would say, okay, so we need to, you know, it would be unscientific just to cut that off. We would have to evolve beyond that first before you cut us off. Otherwise, that's absolutely ridiculous. And it's behaving in a superstitious way anyway, because it's demanding that people lose the agency of actual spirituality and move into complete superstition, which is basically handing over all your spiritual agency to somebody else who's going to tell you how it is, and then you take that out into the world. And you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And apply that in this kind of weird patternicity to everything that you encounter. That's what superstition is, and that's the way science is being used, which is incorrect. The scientific method is you know, it's supposed to be a method of inquiry.
To look into it's a what model. Is,
not to like completely say what isn't based on, well, there's no evidence of that. I mean, you see that all the time when people want to avoid accountability. They use that method in court. You know, they say, well, so we've dropped all this this toxic waste into this river and all the fish died. But there's no evidence that the toxin that we pumped into the water is what killed the fish.
It's just a correlation.
Yeah, there's no
it's
evidence.
Not, it's no cause. Poison,
there's no evidence that poison kills fish. Show me the evidence. I mean, they could have died from something else. You know what I mean? So it's like, it's that that same logic, that kind of superstitious, irrational logic that's being applied all the time, you know, through science. It's because that's what human beings do. And if that's not within a solid framework, that's coming from the law of the land in your bioregion, you know, and you're not following that, you know, in a collective and a very a kind of a slow, deep time way of understanding change and of creating change and all that sort of thing, then you're in trouble. As an organism, you're in trouble. You know, you're going to get stressed. You're going to need some blue chews and some breathable underwear. And
so, yeah.
You're going to need them all. You're going to need your athletic greens. Yeah, and your super high-powered deodorant. and a lion diet.
I know a lot of this, the same community, they're really into, and nothing against anything, but they're really into, you know, microdosing, which is a really interesting phenomenon as well. It's like, oh, we found something really special here, but let's not actually, you know, let's not actually take a genuinely effective dose. Like, how can I get what I want out of mushrooms without giving mushrooms what it wants from me? It's sort of...
Can I say I'm not criticizing this community either. I have got very good friends in this community now. Like I'm making really solid relationships with people, and I'm learning a lot from them. Like they know stuff, you know, and they have good story in a very limited range of things. I mean, you can't, you know, say that's the only story and try and apply it to everything or everything will die, but they still got story worth hearing.
And that's your sneak peek of this conversation. If you want to hear the whole thing, as well as other conversations from the vault with friends like Harvey Pekar, Terrence McKenna, Joanna Harcourt Smith, Timothy Leary, Paul Krasner, and even one with Senator Joe Biden, you can join Team Human by going to teamhuman.fm and clicking on support. In addition to full access to this bonus content, you'll be invited to live events, our Discord channel, and our new Team Human Spatial Audio Lounge. See you soon.